On this episode, guys, I'm talking about the best version of you. I've always been fascinated with high performance and becoming the best version of yourself, which leads to progression in your career, business, or training. And this has led me to study various paths of, I guess, mindset and getting the most out of your mind. I think we can all agree that getting the most out of your mind will lead to getting the most out of your life. So we all know the concept of the hero and the villain, but what if the hero and the villain was you? What if you were both the hero and the villain, and the best version of you was the villain? So if you'd imagine, the villain was out to beat you every single day, what would he or she do? So I went and wrote a list of 25 to 35 things that the villain, aka the best version of me, would do every day. And I'm going to read them out to you, and then I'm going to tell you what I do to motivate myself to get the most out of each day. So I'll go through my list now, and the 25 things off the top of my head were: always does what he wants to do with life, takes risks, have fun, treats his woman with respect and like a queen, practices martial arts twice a week, rides motorbikes, drives a big car, puts himself out there, reaches out to multiple people every day for networking, creates connections every day, uses his know, like, and trust factor, asks for money from clients, prospects, and people, works hard every day on his businesses, trains every day at 5:30 or 6:30 a.m., doesn't eat junk food, eats a lot of meat, walks his dog every day, trains like a madman with an obsession for being the best, has the body of a Greek god, provides inspirational content, courses, and ideas for people, is always coaching and asking the hard questions of everyone around him. You basically get the deal here. So I wrote this out as the villain, aka the best version of myself. Every day I wake up and I look at the list and I say, there's someone out there, aka the best version of me, doing this. What are you going to do to beat him every single day? What I do to beat my villain or the best version of myself every day is I try to beat him in the gym. So I know that he could do 130 kilo bench press for 3. So I'll go out and there and I'll try to do 135 kilo bench press for 3. Things like that. And I know he's the kind of guy that would record 2 podcasts in a day. So I'll do 3 podcasts in a day. He'll record a YouTube video a day. I'll do 2. He'll make 3 sales a day. I'll do 4. This is a really easy way of motivating yourself. So if you're someone listening to this and you want to become the best version of yourself, I would suggest doing this hero and villain exercise. The first thing you need to do is write down the villain, give him a name, visualize him. What does he look like? What does he sound like? What does he talk like? And then you're going to write down 25 to 35 things that the villain or you, the best version of you, would do every single day. After you have that list, put it somewhere nice, like go into Canva, make a nice design, make it look good, put it on your wallpaper on your phone, put it on your desktop, whatever you want to do with it. That's fine, but make sure you're looking at this every single day and thinking about how you can beat your villain or the best version of yourself. This becomes a snowball, and that snowball results in you having great success with whatever you do. The faster a snowball or a ball or anything rolls down a hill, the more speed it gets and trajectory. People don't just wake up with a successful life and the best version of themselves. They tick it off every single day. So if you did one thing every single day to move your life forward, in 365 days or 1 year, you'd look back and you'd be a completely different person. But a lot of people don't think like this, and this is the reason that most people are just fucking average in general. If you want to be average, do what everyone else does. I have a tattoo on my chest that says mediocrity is a sin. It's in German, actually. It's translated to Mittelmaßigkeit ist eine Sünde, which is mediocrity is a sin. I look at that every day in the mirror when I'm brushing my teeth, and I say to myself, you could be fucking average today and mediocre, or you could be incredible. And these are the things that drive me. 2023 is going to be the biggest year of my life for training, for business, and for success. And I need these types of exercises to bring out the best in myself. So you've got 2 choices now. It's you versus you. You can be average, you can be the hero, you can be the villain, or you can be the best version of yourself. Some of those are a combination, but you have the choice. So what the fuck are you going to do?